mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. You wake
up. Daily Inspiration, Friday the 13th of December. That was the voice of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, the best-selling Nigerian novelist, speaking on the issue of gender inequality on Beyoncé's new album. The song is called Flawless. There's much I want to say, but as I only have 2 minutes, I will say this. This is such a pivotal time in human history. This morning, Beyoncé fans worldwide awoke to find she had released her latest album, including 17 music videos, with no warning, no hype, no drip feed of singles or videos or months-long lead-in, straight onto iTunes, uploaded in its entirety for anyone to buy. Of course, Beyoncé is in a class of her own, but we can be inspired by what she has done and is doing. We too can do whatever our creativity guides us to do. We too can crash through glass ceilings and aspire to heights our mothers and grandmothers thought impossible. Gender inequality is being challenged worldwide in the arenas of education, marriage, health, especially maternal health and child mortality, as well as in work. I am inspired by Beyoncé's brilliance, by Chimamanda's words, which tell me this is a time for us all to go forth and shine. This is Marla Bishop, and you're listening to Daily Inspiration.